This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Bryce going to play action, dump it off. Wide open, but incomplete. Bryce, he's going to roll out to the right. Cut back. Noah Taylor drags him down. He came up short.
No, he didn't get it.
Here's the kick. It's got the distance. It is no good. No good. He missed it.
Larson to hold. There's the snap. Ball down. Kick is up. And the kick is no good. So what a game it has been. And it comes down to this. Ball down. Kick is up. It's on its way. And the kick is no good.
Daffer. No good. He pushed it.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
What a stupid weekend of football. Oh my, it's all I could think of. It's like, what a stupid weekend of football. It was great, though.
Oh, the weekend of college football was a banger.
Look.
An absolute banger to start the year.
Week one delivered drama and all of that. College football does provide that on a almost an undefeated basis. Mm-hmm. College football gives us improbable, not necessarily improbable outcomes, but improbable ways of achieving the outcome. I keep saying this every year, without too many variations, you can pretty much predict about 80% of the outcomes of college football games. Pretty much. Right? You're not going to get too many wrong if we predicted every single game from the start of the season to the end. You're not going to get that many wrong. But how we got to State and Carolina winning on Saturday?
Insane.
Oh my gosh. How Florida State won?
God.
We got stuff to talk about. So it was a fun first weekend of college football. The ACC did some go ACC, lowercase go ACC yes. things. And they had some uppercase go ACC moments.
That they did.
So that's okay. You know, it's a little bit of a give and take. It was never going to be a special weekend. Because Virginia Tech did Virginia Tech thing. I told you, I did not deserve that 5-team parlay to hit.
No.
Because two of the wins, I had no, like Penn State shouldn't have beaten Purdue and Pitt probably shouldn't have beaten West Virginia. So I didn't really deserve the parlay to hit. All I needed for it to be plus 240 was Virginia Tech to beat Old Dominion. How hard is that? Virginia Tech showed me, by the way. Like the uniforms for ODU.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's twice in 4 years ODU has beaten Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Good. Have fun, Brent Pry. Like, I don't know if he's going to get the job done or not. We really don't know. We never know these situations, right? But not a good start. Losing, not only losing to an in-state opponent from a lower conference, but in an area that is so important to your recruiting.
Yeah.
To go to Norfolk and lose to ODU and really to look kind of bad doing it. It's just not good. Now, I know recruiting has apparently been pretty strong for Virginia Tech, so maybe there won't be any negative impact there. Anyway, there's so many things to talk about real quick before we start. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about State, and we're going to talk about Carolina. Duke had a nice win. Some other things I want to get to. We had our fantasy football draft last night.
Yeah.
It's the first time in 20 years I've played fantasy football.
Really?
I had no idea what I was doing.
I actually put together a pretty good team.
You did?
No, you did.
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't seen any of the teams except mine. I have no idea what my team. I have Trey Lance at quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trusting. In Kyle, we trust.
He also Deshaun Watson, too.
What?
Like, you brought up your fantasy team.
The second to last pick. We drafted way too many players. Why did it take 2 hours to do that? We drafted way too many players.
That's a 14-team league. Right. It happens.
Right. We drafted way. There was nobody left.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's whatever.
Like, all right, what fourth wide receiver whatever. Can I take?
This is. There's no morality in fantasy football.
No, none whatsoever.
Right? Plus, maybe I'll just keep him benched. I'll be spiteful.
Well, yeah.
And keep him benched. Anyway, yeah, I did. Yeah, in the second last round.
You took him just so you could bench him.
Just so I can play. I don't have a choice for the first 10 weeks. So there you go. All right, let's talk a little college football. You know what's even dumber is that I forgot to identify anybody on the radio right now. It's the Adam Gold Show.
Ah.
I'm Adam Gold. That's Dennis Cox. And I was so excited to talk about the stupidity of what happened at noon, starting at noon on Saturday, that I completely jumped right to the middle.
Ah, people already know who we are.
So, it's a good thing that we had the long weekend to recover from a pair of Saturday football games that probably nobody feels real good about among the fans. The four fan bases involved were probably happy that you get an extra day out of work before you have to go back and deal with, like, the State fan and the ECU fan converging on the Keurig in the lunchroom. Well, what's that conversation today going? We should have beaten you. Yeah, but you didn't.
Exactly.
And we didn't deserve to. Like, do you feel good about it if you're a State fan? Like, there were enough negative signs there for me that there's only so much you can go, well, it was week one. You're right. It was week one.
Yeah.
Let's hope that it was a week one problem and not a problem. State and North Carolina each won games they should have lost. Should have lost both. So in that case, guess it's a good thing, right? East Carolina had an extra point to tie late, a field goal attempt to win it, and utterly destroy the Wolfpack season.
Mm-hmm.
They had that. Now, I saw that. You were on the field for it.
I was.
Right? Wide right. App State scored 6 fourth quarter touchdowns against North Carolina and lost. Chase Bryce missed a wide open receiver on a 2-point conversion try that would have given App the lead with about 30 seconds to go. I would have said would have won the game, except they gave up 55 or 56. So who's to say that Carolina wouldn't have scored?
Yeah.
At least gotten into the field goal range, right? Look, it was not good. It was not good, but it was fun. Duke, by the way, looked competent, winning 30-0. Very competent. A clean sheet for the Blue Devils in a win over Temple. Who's bad, but who cares? Just to run through some other ACC things, and Wake won on Thursday. We've already talked about that. Florida State probably should have lost to LSU. But you know what? An ACC team beat an SEC team on national television. So enjoy it.
I'm here for it.
I had other things that were trying to come out of my mouth, and I'm glad they didn't. Can I just say that Brian Kelly is a gelding?
Yeah.
Do you know what a gelding is?
I think I know what you're implying.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah. So riddle me this, Brian. Your team got within a point on a 99-yard drive late. The 2-point conversion is there for you. You just drove 99 yards. He puts up one finger. I'm like, you are a eunuch. What is wrong with you?
He gets our Neil Brown Award for cowardly coaching.
You deserve
this week.
Right, he does. It's now been renamed the Brian Kelly Award.
The Neil Brown Brian Kelly Award.
You deserve to have that extra point blocked. You had a field goal blocked earlier. Unbelievable. Clemson had issues on their offensive line. DJ Uiagalelei, blew the name. I knew I would. Didn't look necessarily any better to me yesterday than he did last year. But the Tigers did run away from Georgia Tech finally. Yeah, exactly. Too bad Dennis's head shake. It's sort of the Alonzo morning on the bench meme.
Yes.
It's like, well, yeah, well, I mean, we did. It was not easy. But I do think that the other kid, the freshman, Cade Kublik. How do you say it? I think it's Kublik, right?
Sure.
He's legit. That's going to be a problem for DJU soon. Going to be a problem soon. But good for Clemson to figure it out. Virginia Tech lost at ODU. We already talked about that. BC fell at home to Rutgers. Gosh, how did you do that? Syracuse just thumped Louisville.
That's the big shocker.
Like,
legit shock.
I mean, the ACC had some bad results. The Virginia Tech loss, the Boston College home loss, the Louisville. Like, they sort of was. I think they were hoping that Louisville might be halfway decent to good to rankable. Just rank. All right. One more story I want to get to before we get back to the two games that we watched on Saturday afternoon. Friday, the College Football Playoff Board of Managers. So many silly things going on in college sports. They voted in favor of expanding the playoff to 12 teams. They announced it at 3:05 p.m. on a holiday weekend Friday.
Yeah, like right after we got off air on Friday.
Like, oh, regardless whether we get it, like everybody's getting out of town.
Yeah.
Right? Wherever, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to the wherever you're going, the lake.
Well, they also probably know that with Big Noon kickoff and game day, they're going to talk about it that first thing Saturday.
Just like.
They know.
They're going to talk about it anyway. So I read the story. My unquestioned favorite part of the story is the outright lie being told by Mark Keenum, the president of Mississippi State, and like the chairman of this board of managers. Here's the quote, because, and I've kind of trimmed it a little bit here, but I haven't changed the directive of it. We're not naive to understand there's added value by having an expanded playoff, but I can tell you, what motivated the presidents was that we needed to have an opportunity for more participation of teams. Having only four is not fair from a participation standpoint. We do recognize the additional revenues that will be available, but that hasn't been the driving force behind this ultimate decision. It has not been. Do not pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining. There is nothing that I despise more than outright dishonesty.
Mm-hmm.
And that is outright blatant lying on the part of Mark Keenum. It's okay to say, look at how much more money we're going to make.
Yeah. Look at all this money we're going to print.
Right. It's okay because we all know. A bunch of years ago, Jason Giambi got busted for steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave an apology when he finally got reinstated. Right. He gave an apology to the fans through the press. But in the apology, he would not say what he was apologizing for. Right? Like, dude, just say it. It's okay. We all know what happened. I got no time for Mark Keenum. All right. Now.
Daddy trying to find the motive.
Yes. Let's go back to football. I have a few thoughts about NC State 21, East Carolina 20. The first is that 21 points for the Wolfpack is ungood. Ungood.
Yeah.
They really just scored 14 because one of the touchdowns came on a block punt.
Mm-hmm.
I have thoughts about the block punt. Like, can we stop with the rugby rollout punter? Like, if you take a third step, you're in danger of getting the punt blocked. I don't care where you're running to. If you are taking a third step, you are now in danger. He took like five. Like, stop it. Just catch the snap and punt it. Is that hard? Is that? That's what they do in the NFL.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that? I don't know. I could be wrong. All right, so the two goal-to-goal series for NC State. First one, I actually thought was acceptable. There were some physical mistakes. Looked like Devin Leary missed an open receiver on second down. And then the third, right? I believe that was it.
Yeah,
and
second down, yeah. Right? And there was decent coverage on that.
Okay, but third down, I mean, Jordan Houston just fumbles the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was going to make it anyway, but he just fumbled it. But at least it looked like they did different things. The second goal-to-goal, which happened on the next possession for the Wolfpack, after the punt and the kickoff and the punt return by Thayer Thomas brought it inside the 25, it looked like they ran the same play four times.
They did.
Like, what are you doing?
I was standing behind the end zone, so 10 yards away from the ball, or 11, because the ball's on the one. And at the end, they were like, let's go A-gap, four straight plays. Like, didn't go play action one time?
So,
like, nothing?
With 11 minutes to go, or 10 and a half minutes to go, you can make the argument that, actually, I shouldn't make the smarter play is the field goal there to give yourself a 10-point lead.
Yeah.
That's the smarter play. You know what, though? Even though that's the smarter play, I'm here for the ego-building, game-sealing touchdown. I'm okay with that. But the smarter play is the field goal to give yourself a 10-point lead. But regardless, you ran the same play four times. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for, you know what? This play hasn't worked three times. It worked worse the fourth. That bothered me. That definitely bothered me. Here's Dave Doran yesterday on the goal line situations.
I think the goal line stand was probably, or the goal line series is back-to-back were the most frustrating things to me. Felt like we had two plays called that would have scored, and the ball was stopped by the official on both of them, which was kind of weird in its own right, with neither of them being a penalty. So we had to run nine plays, but it was really seven plays. And, you know, for those of you guys that know football, you really don't have that many. You know, you get that many people down there that close to the line of scrimmage. So that's an area that we got to grow and learn from and be better.
All right.
So Leary did score on a QB sneak,
right?
But they blew the whistle for whatever reason. They never explained why.
Did Dave Doran say we only have so many plays?
Yeah.
That too. Yeah. No. And I appreciate the shade being thrown at the media. For those of you who don't know football, not building favor there, not building favor at all. All right. So the game got weird from there. East Carolina drive stalls past midfield. State takes over. Devin Leary throws an interception. Was that more on Leary or was that more on Thayer Thomas?
I don't know if I put it more on one guy or the other. I think there's just the two of them weren't on the same page. Okay. And honestly, I thought Leary was a little off most of the day.
He wasn't great
anyway.
There was a wide range of Devin Leary because there were a lot of great throws that he made. And I keep saying this about Devin Leary. He throws a pro ball.
Oh, yeah.
As much as any quarterback I have seen this year in college or the last couple of years in college, he throws a professional pass.
Mm-hmm. He was off even early.
Yeah.
Devin Carter was wide open on an out route, threw it behind him, missed it. Completed another pass to Carter later on, but threw it on the wrong shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So just little things like that I saw were just a little bit off at moments.
Yeah, it looked to me like the pass to Thomas was supposed to be maybe a comeback, mm-hmm. he was supposed to quit his route and turn back, and it was underthrown a little bit because Thomas didn't cut it back, so it was an easy interception. Anyway, ECU scores on that drive, missed the extra point. And that drive was aided by a pass interference call that I wasn't sure was anything. I didn't know that there was – I didn't notice anything that looked like defensive pass interference, but whatever.
I was standing there. He got dragged out.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he got held up.
All right.
Sure.
I'm just trying to feed the conspiracy. So then State goes three – the extra point's missed. State goes three and out.
Mm-hmm.
including an incomplete pass, which I think first downs are the best way to keep the clock moving, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I really am. But now I have a problem. The shallow cross on second down to Keaton Mitchell down the sideline to about the 30-yard line, just maybe just outside the 30 for the first down. And all of a sudden, East Carolina is in field goal range. Minute 37 left on the clock. 1 yard run. State doesn't call a timeout. They had called a timeout previous, either, it might have been on after that long play.
Yeah.
The State was charged with a timeout or called a timeout. So they don't call a timeout on first down. I get it. 57 seconds left. They snap the ball on second down. Loss of three. That's the immediate timeout. Because you know at this point what East Carolina is trying to do. They're going to kick a field goal.
ECU was out of timeout to this
They were
point.
Out of timeout. They are going to kick a field goal. They're going to try to do it then. Immediate timeout. It would be like 52 seconds left. So you wasted 22 seconds. They have Holt Naylor's with a quarterback draw, pick up nine, short of the first down, rushing the field goal unit onto the field. 9 seconds left. State calls a timeout. Like what are we doing? What are we doing? Let them rush and miss a field goal. Like you said that maybe they only had 10 men on the field, right?
Yeah, where I was standing there. It seemed like they were trying to communicate personnel getting on and off the field. So I think that may be the reason why they called a timeout, but.
So what?
You want to try and get 11 to block it, right?
Let him rush. The kid just missed an extra point. Mm-hmm. Let him rush. I just didn't get it. I didn't get it. All right, let me get to the App State North Carolina game because this was somehow dumber. We have more than 1,200 yards of total offense. There's a Big 12 gong show. 25 combined drives, 16 touchdowns, 2 field goals, 2 combined turnovers. The over was the easiest money in history. 56.5. We joked about that when Chip was on Wednesday. Like, we both, like, they could get that at halftime.
They both went over.
Yeah, they both went over. 62 points were scored in the fourth quarter alone. Carolina had 22. App had 40 points in the fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? It's just stupid how crazy this game was. Heels led 41-21 as the fourth started. They are the first team ever to yield 6 fourth quarter touchdowns and win. They're the first team ever to allow 6 fourth quarter touchdowns. Chase Bryce was good until the 2-point conversion pass in which he overthrew a wide open receiver at the goal line. And then Bryson Nesbitt, my man, you caught the onside kick. Fall on it. I mean, the touchdown's cool. I mean, it's a great scene. You're excited. It's always cool to score a touchdown. But by diving into the end zone, yeah, you score the touchdown, but it's a 15-yard penalty. And then the kickoff is returned across midfield. And then 2 plays later, App scores. And they had a 2-point conversion try again. Chase Bryce gets stopped on a keeper. Carolina escapes with a win. Mack Brown on the Tar Heels Sports Network giving App praise and all of that.
In the Big 12, we had a lot of high-scoring games, but give Appalachian State credit. Number one, they had a tremendous atmosphere. We kept scoring and had them in a position where we could have put them away, but that's why we haven't won games on the road. We didn't put them away, had some foolish penalties, and ran over and celebrated in front of the crowd against just stupid stuff. Immature stuff, and we got to grow up and change that. But this time, fought back, came back, and did the things that we needed to do to win. And that's on both sides of the ball. As tough of a day as we had on defense, they stopped 2 2-point plays to win the game. And I don't know that I've ever seen 2 quarterbacks play any better. So fans and TV sure got their money's worth.
I don't know, man. Vince Young and Matt Leinart was probably pretty good. Yeah. Do you give Carolina credit on the stop and the first two-point conversion?
No. None whatsoever.
This is the Adam Gold Show.